This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Constitutional lawyer, my lawyer, Robert Barnes, is on the line with us right now. This is an attempt to take out the First Amendment and to overshadow all of the child trafficking, murder, Satanism that Hillary's connected to that's coming out in the news today. We'll cover that at the bottom of the hour after Barnes leaves us. We'll open the phones up as well. But Barnes, I want in this segment, the next, are going through the forensics of this. And you were concurring with our separate analyses. Doc McCam shot police for TV viewers. The Connecticut Post, a second-tier organization, is the progenitor and where the lawyers from the Democratic Party, this former federal prosecutor, went to first plant the fake headline so that it would then give, I guess, Fence the fraud and allow the other publications to just go off that. Lawyers for Sandy Hook family say Alex Jones sent them child porn. Then they go through it all, despite the fact 2 days before it was in dozens of publications, including the Hartford Current. Alex Jones offers $1 million reward as FBI investigates child pornography planted on the InfoWars server. Goes on to say we were found to be the victims and that this was unintentional, and it goes on from there. So we had this in all these different publications, even BuzzFeed or the Daily Beast got it right, and BizPak Review. I mean, dozens. But then 2 days later, they hit us with the total fraud that I'm sending out child porn. This is incredibly premeditated. How would they do this when what really happened was known, and then not even mention or say there's two stories? They just go with the fraud.
And what's notable about this is the lawyers in their court paperwork never said what all these headlines claim. So there was no support from that, from the actual lawyer statement. So unless the lawyer said something outside of court, different than their court proceedings, in which case, if the lawyers did that, then the lawyers made factually false statements. But it appears that the media just conjured this up on its own and originated with the Connecticut Post. The Connecticut Post is a second-tier publication. It's not considered a serious publication in Connecticut. Many, that was all the way back to when I went to school in Connecticut. And so the idea that anyone would pay attention to the Connecticut Post when the Hartford Current had already reported days before what the actual situation was is what put all these big newspapers and big media and big influential social media celebrities on notice, that they had easy note, definitely the big institutional press. There is simply no excuse whatsoever for the New York Times to run that headline when they know that the Hartford Current, the only respected publication, and it's still a liberal publication, but a much more respected publication, had already debunked this days before. So for them to run it, they used it as a pretext, an excuse. They needed some local publication to print some headline that they could then piggyback off of so they could repeat the lie and have the lie spread around the world before the truth could get its pants on. And that's precisely what the institutional press did.
In fact, I was going to start the broadcast today to say that a lie goes halfway around the world for the truth to put its pants on Mark Twain, because that's exactly what's happening. And I'm not putting a good face on this when we come back, but I'm seeing massive backlash even from mainline liberals, understanding that this is a very dangerous fraud to set somebody up, because anybody could be emailed child porn. You don't open it, and then the Democrats want to put you in jail?
There's not a major person or celebrity or media person that hasn't received illicit materials that somebody tried to set them up with. And it's become an increasing phenomenon, particularly with the social media leftist trolls who try to do this repeatedly. For example, in the case of Mike Cernovich, they actually went and created doctored video, fake video,
saying he beat his baby.
Exactly. So that's their one of the easiest ways to try to set people up.
And by the way, the Democrats hail that guy and promote him, and they praise him for making fake videos about myself, Cernovich, everybody. These are vicious, evil videos that the news even picks up.
Exactly. It's something anybody can be vulnerable to at any given point. The other point, I think, broadly is this, that everybody's now having to ask the question. Given that this was a complete fabrication by the most powerful institutional press in our country and in the world, about you and Sandy Hook, what other lies have been told about you or you and Sandy Hook or you in general over the past 5 years?
Let's talk about what this means in the big picture with Robert Barnes. Your calls are coming up. Stay with us. Newswars.com. Please spread that link.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at InfoWars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watts has launched his own Summit.News. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, InfoWars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news. Today,
InfoWars.com, man! Woo! InfoWars.com, because that's what people out here are talking about, InfoWars.com.
I'm at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want. People go to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. You just go there.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Of phone calls from family and others since yesterday afternoon saying, how are you taking it? We know you're a good man. We know it's not true. I've had a lot of famous media people call me and say, we got your back. We know it's a lie. And we've even seen people like Alyssa Milano come out and say, what's happening to me is not true. And a bunch of other big liberals are saying, hey, the Daily Beast reported and the Hartford Courant reported last week that Alex Jones was sent secret child porn under the name Sandy Hook. And it was hidden and embedded. And when they sued him and did discovery and demanded all these emails, they went and found it and took it to the FBI. And the FBI said that we were the victim. Well, that just wasn't going to fit with the media. Because that broke on a Friday. They didn't control it. And so the talking point went out. Especially because the NXIVM, Nexivm, trial is going on right now. And what's it say? Crime boss, closing arguments in the trial, Satanism, Mexico child trafficking, Hillary Schumer and Gillibrand. Ties. And then the Lolita Express and Weinstein and all the rest of it, and Epstein and Wiener and, you know, the list just goes, Bill Clinton, the list goes on and on. This is how you get in the club. You know, in traditional mafias, you had to kill people, make your bones. But that's not enough to bind you. So more corrupt gangs say you got to knock over a liquor store owner and shoot him for no reason. Then really nasty gangs say you got to kill a kid or kill a grandma. Muslim gangs say you got to dump acid on a little girl's face. Well, with these clubs, you got to at least have sex with kids. And then past that, you got to strangle them and murder them. Now, they don't like the fact that I talk about that, so you see what's going on. Everybody's putting two and two together. When I say everybody, everybody but big national corporate media. And people are blown away. They're shocked by this. Everybody knows we're advocates for children. We're advocates for the unborn. We're not the type like Jerry Sandusky who ran a children's care system. And for celebrities to come visit with disadvantaged kids who'd already been raped, that was a leasing out children for sex. It's well known. And blackmail, part of the sick cult. We'll cover this after Barnes leaves us. Bottom of the hour, the phones are open. Robert Barnes, recapping, getting into other angles of this. Again, I don't want to talk about myself all day. Listeners need to understand this, and you agree, this signifies, with all the other news we're seeing, next level lying of a dying corporate media who wants to take us with them. And I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off. But We make only like $5-$10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it. Okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I've labored on this. I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this because I'm always totally truthful with you. But that doesn't mean I don't hold some things back sometimes just because it's something that's nuanced of I like to be expanding, I like to be winning, I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. You know, use a cheesy thing like the Enterprise goes out and gets shot up in one movie and the next movie starts and it's there in dry dock. It's been repaired. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, Biden's calling for violence. We'll play that clip, too, at the bottom of the hour. The Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, something I want to announce here. Most of these subscribe deals, like, there's a whole bunch of them out there where you can go and support people or support projects, and you can go fund concepts or ideas. We've tried to do all those, and we've been banned from them, as you know. We've been blackballed and banned almost everywhere because we're telling the truth. SubscribeStar.com takes less than 5%, and they've been paying Paul Watson and others who I'm not able to pay as much anymore. And that's the real process here. And so, but Paul has been doing so well on his that finally he's going to be able to get a few other writers, some camera people, and build a modest studio. But it still takes a lot of money to do that. Modest studios, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, and see, I'm trying to replicate as fast as possible because I want to beat these people. It's not about me. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I called a lot of people this morning and last night, and I said, please do videos talking about how I've been framed. That's the wavelength we need to overpower the censors and the big corporate media. This is a fight about whether or not they can go from saying there's WMDs in Iraq to saying I'm sending child porn out when they know it's not true, and the FBI says it's not true. That's the evil of these individuals, but you can overpower them. So, SubscribeStar.com/Alex Jones. Document cam shot. There you go. SubscribeStar.com/Alex Jones. Please go there. Even if it's $5 a month, that'll be added. Because, listen, if I sell $100,000 worth of product, but it's on sale, and we only make $15,000 or $20,000, that doesn't fund something like this operation. But if something on SubscribeStar where I get 95% of it, that's real money that I know that when you subscribe, you can cancel any time, that I can budget to hire people and do things and pay for gas for an RV, for reporters to drive around the country and you know, cheap hotel rooms and hire more people. This is the fight we're in. InfoWarsStore.com, huge sales right now. That's a great way to donate. But SubscribeStar.com/Alex Jones. And I'm encouraging all my reporters to start their own SubscribeStars. You know, that way they can augment. That way they can start their own website. That way, no matter what, we replicate, the enemy loses. So, yes, we're in that type of countdown mode here where we hope to move on to the future, but it's that serious. It's that hardcore. But I've seen massive support before I even asked for it yesterday. People know what to do. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise a couple $1 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this. And we will stand against them. We're going to break with one more segment with Mr. Barnes, but start getting into what you're going to cover next segment about it. A lot of the left is now admitting this has gone too far, trying to plant lies that Trump attacked Russia to start a war. A lot of the left is starting to wake up and going, wait a minute, we're almost under a spell.
No doubt. I think everybody read this thinking, oh, wow, we finally even got Alex Jones. It's going to be the end of Alex Jones. There, as you saw, as you mentioned, the people at the Young Turks and other people were talking about prison, going to be locked up. There were blue checkmark people on Twitter talking about the animals were going to be eating out of your corpse. That kind of mentality and language and lingo was being used. And then they read the substance of the articles, those that had access to it. Not, most people didn't, but those that did realize, oh, my goodness, the entire thing is fake. It's entirely fake news. The headline is fake news. It's totally false. This is someone who was the victim that they're trying to portray as a perpetrator. It was completely insane and absurd, the level at which they went. And when people realized that, it then raised questions, because what you had been pointing out, what InfoWars had been pointing out, what various members of the dissident press had been pointing out, is this is exactly what they've been doing for years and decades. They've been doing it not only for you, they've been doing it about anybody in the independent space who raises questions about whether it's bogus wars or bogus politics or other or illicit activity being covered up by those in places of institutional power, willing to challenge and question establishment narratives that often do more harm than good. Those attributes that now people have to rethink everything they've previously thought. So you have people on the left thinking, wow, if I could completely buy into a totally false headline shared by all these institutional members of the press, shared by some of the biggest, most well-respected members of the institutional press, and I was completely taken for a ride by it, what else might I have been wrong about? What else about Alex Jones might I have wrongfully
concluded? Bingo! Let's come back with the coup de grace.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleanser. cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, final segment with constitutional lawyer, award-winning lawyer, a lot of winning big cases, Robert Barnes. And then I'm going to get into all the big giant busts around the country of huge pedophile rings that no one's been giving any coverage that are tied to Hillary Clinton. Mainstream news, though, but it's not getting any coverage. Instead, you're hearing about how I sent child porn all over the news. One of the top stories in the country is that I sent child porn to the Sandy Hook families. All of that is a lie from every damn angle. Recapping that, Robert Barnes, and other key points that you have in your repertoire on your radar screen.
So, I mean, no doubt. What happened here was an attempt by leftist trolls to sabotage InfoWars by sending obscene images that InfoWars was not even aware of, that was ultimately uncovered and discovered. The FBI reviewed it, recognized InfoWars as the victim of what took place, and then and media reports initially accurately reported this in the Hartford Current and elsewhere, and then institutional media went about with a massive-scale lie and libel campaign, falsely accusing you of sending child porn to people, which is ridiculous all the way across the board, which they knew to be factually false, which they knew to be a complete lie and libel, and the truth they hid and buried in stories, often behind paywalls, that 95% of the people could not access or look at. So that's, I mean, the core story is an attempt to frame you first that failed, because the FBI discovered that this was, in fact, an attempt to frame you. This was all false. You had never seen this. You had never reviewed this. You had never looked at this. You had never possessed this. You had never sent this. You had never shared this. The FBI itself went through an extensive review to determine that Alex Jones and InfoWars were innocent, were the victim of a crime by likely leftist people who were sending hidden child porn to InfoWars in the hope that it would be falsely blamed on InfoWars. And then you have the leftist media and the institutional media deliberately spreading lies and libel that they know are lies and libel with their false headlines and fake tweets around the world to try to defame and destroy Alex Jones and InfoWars. And their goal was really ultimately to go at the audience. That's what all of this has been about. And normally, you think about most people, the audience itself can think about this. If they were accused of this in a headline tomorrow, what would their future be? What would their economic future be? What would their personal future be? It would usually be wiped out, because by the time the truth came out, everybody would have already destroyed and wrecked their reputation. And so they assume the same effect that happened here. That's why you have the New York Times lying and libeling. That's why you have the Wall Street Journal lying and libeling. That's why you have NBC News lying and libeling. Is because their goal is to scare and intimidate the audience from having any association with you, and people who don't know you, and half the country has never heard the name Alex Jones, that, or doesn't really know who you are, to be introduced to you to be through these false libelous stories.
That's right. They're inoculating them against me with lies and fraud. What about the next angle? InfoWars host Alex Jones accused of threatening Sandy Hook lawyers after child porn is found in his electronic files. Again, CNBC, they go around the world to never say it was emails sent to us. It's found in his files. No, it's not my files when somebody sends it to me and then they subpoena it, and then, I mean, this is a magic trick. And there's hundreds and hundreds of these articles, all with the same quarterbacking media consultant. Can you imagine if these suits keep going when we find out who the media consulting companies are with these lawyers and who's setting all this up? It's all scripted.
When you look at how the media handled this, it has the attributes of a scripted storyline that the media wanted to tell, and the media knew that they were lying. They knew that they were libeling from the get-go. So they know that these other stories that they're trying to say are false. So the lawyer's complaints about your free speech, and this is a continuous pattern of some of the lawyers involved in these matters, so they simply do not believe in free speech rights and want to use the lawsuit to suppress your speech. They want to, they're using the lawsuit. The media is using the lawsuits in order to lie and libel you. And now some of the lawyers are trying to use the lawsuits in order to try to silence your speech by misinterpreting and misrepresenting what really took place. So they know that from watching the entire video broadcast, anybody who watched it saw that you were very upset at the people who tried to frame and sabotage you by sending these illicit images to you and being part of something that they would have those illicit images in the first place.
And again, let's pull back here for a moment. And this is just one example. Saying that Trump hates all Mexicans, it's not true. Saying that Trump loves white supremacists, not true. He was saying there's press on both sides that were fine people. Nobody deserved to be hurt like this. All of this craziness that is unfolding and saying that Trump attacked Russia in the last 2 months and brought down their power grid or sabotaged it, that's an act of war. And then Trump says it didn't happen, and they're using fake leaks of the New York Times to do it. I mean, this is beyond low-key level sabotage now. This is like a trillion gremlins got dumped into the newsrooms of America. And they're just so crazy. Who's giving them the orders just to engage in such criminal levels of fraud?
Well, I think it's a level of behavior that shows the degree of their recklessness. When the media lies, the people's lives get lost. That's the reality of it. That's the long history of it. Because the media lies about war, about Stalin, about Castro. You look at just the New York Times. And the degrees of lies and libels they've spread over 80 years is extraordinary.
And now the cuttings of kids and the Smolleting and the Gulf of Tonkin not happening. And my own listeners, even though I said the Iranians may have attacked us, no one believes that. I mean, even mainstream news doesn't believe it. So it's a crisis of credibility. They don't have any credibility. They keep trying to destroy myself and others that do have credibility with the people. It's just not working. So what do they do next?
It's going to be constant level of lies and libels. It's what they did to the president in 2016 is what's happening to you on a different scale now, in the sense that they had all these people come out of the woodwork, make a bunch of accusations against him that had no or limited factual merit to them, and led to his sort of whole reputation being tarred and feathered before he could restore it. They've done this repeatedly, and they're going to keep doing it. And unfortunately, they tend to do it in areas where it has the greatest consequence, areas that can provoke war, world war, different wars. I mean, trying to create a conflict with Russia, as they've been trying to do now for 3 years, is extraordinarily dangerous and risky. The way in which Iran is being handled has all kinds of risk attendant to it. If people don't believe that whatever we actually...
Not to mention offensive war is evil.
Oh, precisely. Exactly. So, I mean, that these are people that have a long, notorious history of promoting violence in various parts of the world by lies and libels about what's taking place, particularly about foreign countries and foreign places that most Americans don't have their own.
And now they're running out of bullets. So how far will this go on? Because I see their mega lies getting even crazier is actually hurting them even faster.
It is, but they're the kind of people that are going to self-destruct fast because of the way in which they operate. The main mistake they've made is underestimating the American public. The American public can see through this. The American public can recognize that they've been deceived so frequently that they're not willing or ready to buy into any lies that could lead us to war again.
Exactly. Robert, you're doing an incredible job, and I think that alarm going off in the background is almost apropos of the alarms are going off. Things are serious. Our listeners and viewers are activists, and I love them, every race, color, and creed, for their support. They are the front line. You are the front line. I know you stayed up all night. I saw your tweets. I don't think you even slept, sending out hundreds of letters. We're sending out letters, and they're just saying, no, F you. We're gonna say that you're sending out child porn. Well, we'll be right back with calls and more. Thank you, Mr. Barnes. Great job. Thank you, sir. The toll-free number to join us to talk about any issues you want to talk about, anything you want to discuss, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Please stay with us.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements for InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical complement and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American Revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're in the thick of it now, ladies and gentlemen. We're restoring the Republic. A lot of good things are happening. Record numbers of pedophiles and globalists are being arrested. But they are trying to fire back some of our own medicine at us. Of course, it's all a fraud. It's not going to work. Thanks to your prayers and providence and support. Thank you. Okay, I just spent an hour and a half mainly talking about how they're trying to crucify me upside down. And the fact that I am not glad my grandparents are dead, but it's good that they're not here to see this. Because people don't trust the mainstream media. They didn't trust the mainstream media, but it would still be very painful to them to see headlines like have been put out that are total frauds. But this is at a level that the mainstream media used to engage in to invade a country. So it shows how their power has been weakened, that they're trying to turn a nationalist folk icon. That's how they see me. They call me the prophet of the Tea Party, the guy out in the wilderness that foreshadowed all this. And they know that. I'm just another wave of patriot that came along right as things were building towards this. And I had your support. And you had my support. But they are working around the clock to take us off the air. And if you look at all the videos out there, every day it's a Democrat, a prominent member of Congress, a new city council person that's elected in Denver, or even Joe Biden, saying it's time for physical revolution. That means any means necessary. That means communist revolution run by offshore banks. Well, yeah, they funded the communists in China. And China's the model. So it's ultra-rich people offshore that don't pay taxes that want to overthrow just a middle class and working people having something. They want a post-industrial world. They want to dictate everything to you. And they're rolling out their whole world government right now. Joe Biden, real physical revolution to push through his political agenda. Real physical. That means physical. That means force. That means violence. Imagine if a Republican had said this. They're claiming Trump's the violent one, but he's just carrying out the law. So here's the type of headlines we have. World War III imminent, deep state desperate for war with Iran and Russia. Jerusalem Post, U.S. bombing of Iran will be massive, but will be limited to a specific target. U.N. officials say U.S. planning tactical assault. Think about that. U.N. official says the U.S. planning tactical assault on Iran as Trump sends troops to the Middle East. Think about that. Meanwhile, Trump threatens to deport millions beginning of next week. We've already got millions the last year that came in totally illegally. If people don't see them deported, it will signal to everybody else that you can come here and get away with it, get everything free. That's coming up. And we told you this a while back, a couple years ago. Now it's official. Facebook announces creation of digital currency. Even mainstream news calls it incredibly authoritarian and next-level invasion of privacy, tracking everything you buy, everything you do outside of Facebook, and then penalizing you in live time by demonetizing or devaluing your currency depending on your behavior. This is the gold standard of the Chinese social score or the mark of the beast. Dawn of Libra, Facebook's most dangerous surveillance, disrupting the world. They already got all these little assistant systems in your house, and they announced last week, we're watching and listening to you. If you say something racist, you'll pay. Outside of Facebook. Off platform. I mean, this is one giant open-air re-education camp. And notice how everything's more fantastical than we can even imagine, just suddenly. That's how tyrannies work. They build up, they prepare, they line up, they probe, they launch. And Zuckerberg looks like a gray alien that has a wig on. He looks like a robot. He looks like Data from Star Trek. I mean, and the whole thing's a giant cult. With 2.4 billion members that are going to abuse and use. And all the big banks and governments say Facebook's allowed to do it. Nobody else can. Well, I saw that coming a long time ago. And they think everybody's going to feverishly run in and invest. But let's get back to the threats of violence in your phone calls. Here's Joe Biden advocates real physical revolution to push through his political agenda. Talk about dog whistles, baby. This is one you can hear. That's a declaration of physical war. Here it is.
And so, folks, look, if you start off with the notion there's nothing you can do, well, why don't you all go home then, man? Or let's start a real physical revolution if you're talking about it. Because we have to be able to change what we're doing within our system.
So you see that Poor People's Campaign? That's Antifa. And that's Soros-funded. And that's the Radical Communist Party. So this is a guy that rips poor people off his whole life. He's a total scammer. Okay. Again, I mentioned this since last week. Never got to the clip, but here it is. Denver council member wins but promised to impose communism by any means necessary. Candia Sedabanka, if I'm saying that right, won a runoff race last week against former Denver City Council President Albus Brooks, and she did it by promising to implement communist policies by any means necessary. This means the overthrow of the government, grabbing your bank account, grabbing your company, grabbing your factory, organizing your kids to go work in work brigades with them, and then promoting your children and others if they tattle on you. But see, Facebook's going to make it so easy. That's why Google's moving into the Stasi's former headquarters in East Germany, and that's why 5 years ago Facebook began hiring former Stasi commanders. So, yes, pure crystalline evil. Pure. And I think listeners understand now that I put a stoic face on all this and said, hey, if you don't support us, we'll be shut down. Hey, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes you don't know about. And now everybody's like, whoa, you're in every paper in the country saying you sent child pornography out, but the local papers and others admitted that somebody sent you an email you never opened, and then they wanted it through discovery and went right there to the hidden information, and then the news put it out like that. That's incredible. Anybody could get sent that. People do all the time. You never even opened it. The FBI admits it. But see, the gloves were taken off a while back, folks. Now they've got the knives out. You have to understand something. They're going all the way. We have infiltrated Antifa meetings. They're funded heavily. They're run by the University of Texas here in Austin. The Chinese government has a Confucius organization that just got outlawed that was actually commanding it. Chinese military officers commanding armed thug brigades on the streets of Austin. It's all over the country. And MS-13 run by the Democrats, and Hezbollah signed on with the Democrats. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble. Hillary was supposed to get in. They were supposed to start a race war. Then they were supposed to have all their paramilitary groups right out of the Weatherman Handbook take over. And you say, well, that doesn't make sense. That's crazy. That's bold. Well, you know what? They took China that way. They took a lot of other places that way, and they're going to try it here. And they're going to try to paralyze people fighting back if we go to a hot revolution by saying you're racist, because they've tried to make it along racial lines so that minorities, who are the majority in most areas, don't feel like they could be part of Americana. They inflict the psychic wound on them that to be successful and have freedom and own a gun and to be happy is white and is evil and has to get its systems shut down. So, again, I want to be very, 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 very clear with everybody. I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war. And they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need to end here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them. And they can't help but attack back with lies. That just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you. And I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
That callers are making. We don't screen your calls except where you're calling from and that you got a good phone. But you can volunteer your comments in it. Greg in Canada, Alex Jones being attacked. Kenyon, the antitrust lawsuit, Facebook, Google, Big Tech breakup. Andrew, drag queen shows, child porn attacks. Kim in North Carolina, Russia to Trump. Is Sandy Hook to Alex Jones? That's a good point. Jack in Wisconsin, comments on Trump, censorship, fake news. Jeff in Canada, false accusations and attacks. Stan, Indiana, making America great again, Trump comments. Leah, Illinois, a trucker on Trump and the border topic. Charlie, Twitter bannings, internet censorship. That's just some of the calls. By the way, I heard about this Sunday. He was on Stephanopoulos. And then I looked for it yesterday, but I got blindsided by the massive attack of lies against us, the attempt to totally destroy me and have this huge hoax that everybody believes, that I've done these horrible things I didn't do. Even though I'd been in the news, I didn't, and I was the victim. We have searched the official archives of ABC yesterday and today. We've looked online. They aired it live, but they cut it out. Now, we have the transcript, But think about this. The president said he thinks he knows who's behind 9/11. Of course, he's got all the classified info. He knows. He let the deep state know he knows who they worked with. But they still don't back down. He just can't believe it. So the story's on newswars.com. That's newswars.com. Trump, I think I know who was behind 9/11. Later in the next hour, I'm going to get to this huge story, and we're going to get into the huge announcements. Are we really going to be attacking Iran and what Facebook's digital currency means and why? Look at drudgereport.com. Top computer analysts are saying it is the biggest invasion of privacy, the most dangerous authoritarianism the planet's ever seen, because when you use their currency, it tracks everything you buy in a chain all the way through its life, everywhere. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So, and what's it going to look like with Trump deporting millions? Again, he has to, or it just sets the precedent that everybody's to just come in and say, stay here. This is crazy, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and take a call from Kim. Kim in North Carolina, thanks for calling.
Hello?
Hi, Kim. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say, first of all, I'm a Christian woman. I'm a black woman. I'm a conservative woman, and I'm a Republican woman. And when I think about what they're doing to President Trump with Russia, 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 trying to drum it into the people's minds and trying to brainwash people, where they're doing the same thing with you and Sandy Hook. It's the same thing because they're trying to drum it into people that you are Sandy Hook, and this is the way you're supposed to be made, and this is the way people are supposed to see you, and this is a brainwashing technique for unsuspected people. And
I should hire you as my PR spokesperson, because you just crystallized what I've been trying to say in an hour and a half. This is brainwashing. This is a technique. And now, because the Sandy Hook doesn't work, well, we'll just attach child porn to it. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And again, I believe it's parallel construction from the beginning. I'm not saying the lawyers involved are doing the parallel construction, but it's where you know something's been planted. You know something's there, but you did it illegally, so you've got to use another investigation to then get it in discovery, and then you put it out. Make sense?
Yes, and I'm still waiting to become a member of your podcast team. We discussed it. And also,
anytime there's an awesome caller, I said this 3-4 years ago, and we got held up. We got a list of about 10 people. We want you guys to be part of a podcast. Give us your name and number again, sweetie. And I apologize because I'm always trying to launch new stuff. And, you know, they kind of kept me tied down, and I apologize.
And I'm telling the people, wake up. Don't fall for it. It's a trick. It's a trap. Use your God-given senses and know that the enemy is, he's basically backed up in a corner, and he's trying every single thing that he can to come and bring, it's a spiritual warfare. That's what it is. It's not natural. It's spiritual for our kids. And also in Luke 7:2, it says it would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone around their neck than for one of the little ones to stumble.
Kim, I've been talking for years about launching this podcast with our best callers, and we got a list of about 10 people, and I bet your name is still on the computer, but give us your full name and info again, and I'm going to commit. I'm going to give it to our lead producer to just launch the once-a-week podcast for 2 hours with the callers, call it the people show or something, the caller show or something, and we'll get it launched, because I'm about to launch a couple other shows. It's just so hard to get it lined out in the midst of this. But I'm not complaining. We're going to get it done. And God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Folks, get her full info again right now. Thank you, John. John's in there running the phones, doing a great job. She's absolutely right. You know, when you experience the spiritual battle, when you're in Seattle or you're in L.A. or you're in Austin in a liberal area, and people literally, they don't just do it because they think you're a Christian and it messes with you. We've shown you hundreds of these videos. Some of the ones down in Houston where the guy's like, Satan, look at you. And we're going to kill babies. And then you walk around a corner and another one goes, oh, yeah, Satan's in control. It's like Agent Smith can jump in person after person in The Matrix. It's exactly like that. The Bible talks about, like, Christ is going along and a demon's jumping from person to person as he goes to the town. The same demon's hopping at different people saying, oh, yes, you're going to die. You're dead. Oh, I'm going to get you. He goes to the next street. Oh, and you're like, whoa. When you experience these people, ladies and gentlemen, it's unbelievable. They're beyond NPCs. They're demonic NPCs. And you've got to experience it. It's unbelievable. And you see it. And that's why I'm begging people to pray for our operation in the name of Jesus Christ. Because the enemy flees from that. It's real. Great points, ma'am. Thank you so much. Let's get Kim's info, okay? I'm going to launch that caller podcast show. It's a great idea. I've been talking about it for 5 years. That's the first thing on our list. That's the first thing we're going to do. Okay, let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go ahead and take a call from Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Mr. Crystal Vision, Mr. Head of the Curve. I think a lot of the clown games with what you're experiencing now with Sandy Hook and fake news and the Q stuff, Corsi stuff, is typical old tricks. And not only you, but Trump is also experiencing it. And it's very important, I think, to have a positive energy and attitude when dealing with it because it affects the outcome. And also, in general, if you're up against, nowadays in reality politics, if you're up against an enemy and optically it looks like such a grandiose enemy, the defeat, when it's knocked out, is much more glorious.
Absolutely. I just got a text from Norm Pattis. And I see the headlines coming in. And again, Norm had to be in another courtroom today and couldn't be there, so he had to have one of his other lawyers in it. And this is how they're going to spin it one way or the other. It's this judge that sat there and demanded all our raw emails, then demanded metadata on unopened emails so this could be trawled through. And now I get mad and upset. Their lawyers act like I'm threatening them when I'm saying I'm angry at whoever planted this. Judge says apology from Alex Jones's lawyer in Sandy Hook case falls short. I'm not apologizing for any of this stuff. I'm done. And it goes on. The lawyer for conspiracy theorists and InfoWars host Alex Jones apologizes for Jones claiming that Sandy Hook families tried to frame him with child pornography. That's not, I never said that the families did that. See how this stuff works, man? You go back and watch even my blow up. I didn't say it was the families. This is just, I'm so sick of this. I'm going up to Connecticut. That's it, man. I am so, it never ends. Go ahead.
You know, you have to stand up for yourself and have faith in God. You know, and also you should have fun doing this because, honestly, if you look at your entire life history, everything you've done has been building up to this point. It's your time now. You're a player in this.
I just want to defeat these people. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Just stay there. I'll come back to you, Jack. Here's the thing I'm saying. Alex Jones faces off with the families today, USA Today, all this crap. I'm facing off with the families? No, I'm facing off the Democratic Party lawyers. And so they make it. Alex sends child porn to the families. No, I didn't. Or Jones's lawyer apologizes that Jones says the family said it? Who knows if that's even true? But if that lawyer did say that, I'm pissed. That's how this works, man. It's just all BS. And these judges take whatever MSN says as if God did it.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.